Hello.
Hello, my name is Jakiria, returning your call from customer support. How may I help you?
Yeah, I said I'd want a watch, and I filled out the deal, and it said an invalid address. It's not.
Okay, hold one moment while I take a look at that for you. And may I have your zip code, please?
74120.
May I have your first and last name?
Mark Scott.
Okay, sir. And may I have your address?
1006 South St. Louis Avenue.
South.
Apartment B. Yeah, St. Louis Avenue. Apartment B. Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Okay, and it's 1006 South St.
St. Louis.
Louis. Hold one moment. Louis Avenue.
Yeah.
Apartment B.
Right.
And what city this in?
Tulsa.
Can you spell that for me?
Tulsa.
Now, Tulsa. Am I have
No,
your
just
zip?
one L. One L.
Okay, Tulsa. Am I have your zip code, please?
74120.
Okay, hold on one moment. Just going over putting your shipping address and information in because it's not in the system. So hold on one moment. And you wanted to watch, okay? Oh, sir.
Huh?
You wanted to watch, correct?
Yeah, that's what it said I won.
Okay, hold on a moment. Okay, sir, you can go in there and try to process it now. I did put your information on there for you.
If I can get back to it, I can't just send it.
Can you repeat that for me, sir?
If I can get back to it, that page, I don't know if I can.
You haven't paid yet. I can give you the website. Hold one moment. Let me see what kind of watch you ordered. Buy watch. Okay, it's called shopvibewatch.com.
Well, if I can't find it, they're going to take the money off my card.
No, sir. Your information was never processed. The order was never processed. It's not in the system. All we have is just your billing address, your shipping address, no payment methods. And it looked like you tried to place an order, but your information wasn't all the way completed.
Okay. All right. I'll try it again.
Okay. Thank you for calling customer support. Enjoy your day.
All right. Thanks.